You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Welcome back to Byers & Company. I'm Kevin Brahaney. I'm in for Brian today. Lindsay's here, though. And Brian will be back on Monday. We have Rachel Sutherland from the Fox News Channel, and she is on the line. And Rachel, good morning to you. It's going to be a busy news day today, isn't it?
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Yes, it will. The president expected to sign this bipartisan compromise in the Rose Garden this morning. It averts another government shutdown, which nobody wanted. You know, they didn't want to wear that again. But the president also expected to declare a national emergency in an effort to get additional funding for his border wall. So the idea is to move money around. It would be, he would say, okay, I have the executive authority to move money from the Treasury and Defense Departments to be able to build the wall. There will be legal challenges to this, though. Already some state attorneys general are threatening to sue, and Democrats in the House are certain to sue, although they haven't said so yet. And so it'll make its way through the court system and probably go out to the Supreme Court. And it may be fast-tracked because of the nature of this case. I mean, it's just a huge case. So we could see it moving swiftly through the courts and then see what happens there.
Well, the chances now that it being approved at the Supreme Court are pretty good, though, right?
Well, it's hard to tell because there's constitutional issues because the House or Congress controls the money. So in going around Congress, there's an issue there. And also there's a question of executive power. How much power does the president have? In fact, there is sort of a legal precedent, if there's one at all. In the 1950s, President Truman declared an emergency in an effort to take over the steel industry because of the middle of the Korean War. I mean, they were getting ready to go on strike, and they needed the steel to be able to build bombs and stuff. And so and that went up to the Supreme Court. And in this case, justice has ruled against President Truman. Now, this is new millennia, new court, different issue. But it has to do, they're going to argue, the other side will argue, this is an overreach of presidential power. But it's going to depend on, he does have a court that's solidly now conservative, in majority. So that may help. But then you could look at something like Chief Justice John Roberts, who's now seen as kind of a swing vote after the other retirement of Kennedy. So you have a case where, remember, he voted to uphold the individual mandate. I mean, he could be a kind of a surprise there. So we don't know how the court will rule.
Well, Rachel, one more question. President Obama used executive privilege for DACA. Why wasn't he sued?
You know, I'm not exactly sure about that. I'd need to go look back and see all the details of that. I do know he did use. It was very controversial at the time. There was a big outcry, and I think, and in many respects, it helped. But still, DACA is in the courts. In fact, there's a case on DACA awaiting the courts. In fact, there's a case on DACA awaiting the Supreme Court right now. They just haven't taken it up yet. The court has pretty much been in kind of low-profile mode since the Kavanaugh hearings. Uh-huh. You see, they haven't been issuing really headliner kind of cases. They haven't rulings on those. They've been being pretty quiet. But eventually, they're going to have to take up a high-profile case, like even the transgender military ban they sent back to the lower courts recently. So this one, I don't think they can avoid for very long.
Interesting stuff. It's going to be a fun day. I guess the president's scheduled to have a Rose Garden announcement at 10 o'clock this morning.
That's right.
So we'll find out what happens. Thank you, Rachel.
We'll be covering it.